Blog Talk Radio.
The Smith Way Production Company present to some, introduce to others, our international radio personality, Dr. Lorenza D. Smith. Dr. Smith, make it do what it do.
I feel the master.
I feel him.
Y'all ready? They ready? Well, come on. Well, come on. Y'all ready? They ready? Come to do the rest. Step in the way, multiple shots are going through your test. You must have gone fast, the target's part, you was blessed. And I'm gonna take them out the game, y'all. It ain't no thing, y'all. You wanna fuck, I rip you up like a chainsaw. The game's wrong, boy, please believe it. Keep your Bible with you, cause you gon' be beating Jesus. Beating for dark, stopping hits. And Archie ain't gon' stop dropping shit. I'ma make $1 million.
We are ready. I am Dr. Lorenza D. Smith on Fabulous Friday. So I'm so happy to have an opportunity to come before you. It's all about getting the word out. Through this vessel we have called Smith Way Production Company under the umbrella of the Smith Way Enterprise LLC. So we're so glad to have this opportunity. And I'm so happy and truly blessed because I know we're going through COVID-19, a pandemic. But to have the joy in your heart and being blessed by God is what's so important here. God gave this vision to me to be able to bring this vessel, bring this way to get the news, to get the word out through Blog Talk Radio, Instagram, as well as Facebook. We also do Periscope at time to time. So we're so excited to have it. This is Balling with the Doc, and I am the host, Dr. Lorenza D. Smith. Excited to come before you because we're going to offer you some thought and some chat in regards to the hottest sports topics of the week. We're at the end of the week, so we're going to be talking about some things that occurred in the first part of the week all the way up until today. So, again, we're excited. Now, the calling number to be a part of this show is 347-857-4192. Again, 347-857-4192. And if you want to offer your comments, you want to chat with me, just press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line by identifying the last 4 digits of your cell or telephone number. The web link, if you just want to hear the show by internet, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/The Smith Way Production. So it's always good to have a chance to come before you. We have several shows throughout the week. We rotate our days for the nights we have our show, so we've been excited. This week, we had a Wednesday night show, Talking Sports. It's entitled Talking Sports Plus, and I'm excited to come with the co-host and share their thoughts. But I do this alone, and sometimes from time to time, I have individuals that are expert in analyzing sports call in, they offer insightful thoughts in regards to that. And you know, the wisdom they have is good to have it. And I thank each and every one of you all that's joining me on Facebook. I am trying something a little different on Facebook. And if you are on Blog Talk Radio, if you want to check us out on Facebook, you can go to facebook.com/DRL DeAlberto Smith. And then on Instagram, that's Coach Dr. Lorenza D. Smith 15. You can check us out that way. If you have any comments, I would prefer you give us a call and a call-in number. But also, if you want to type in your comments on Facebook, it is fine with me because we're going to be talking sports, balling with the Doc. And Doc going to share all those insightful thoughts in regards to, as well as the wisdom I have about sports after putting 30-plus years in before I retired to be able to coach and deal with young people at the middle school level, as well as elementary, all the way up to the college level. So it's good to have an opportunity. Our title for today's show is Sports in America is Back. You've been watching all the sports channel. You've been watching our national individual, our local individual, our state individual. They're offering timelines when people can get back to playing sports, get back to training. Somehow, I don't kind of understand this, but I'm going to speak on behalf of how I feel and not how others feel. I just feel like it's a rush, almost a judgment, rushing to make a decision based on economics, not on life. Life is not important to some of these people making these decisions. I know some people say it's been tough, but it's tough on our essential workers. Do you not think it's tough on them in the hospital? It's tough on families losing members from the pandemic, members of their families, their friends. It's tough on them too. Yes, we're not able to work. Fine, but is it saving one life? I'm all for saving one life. So I give a shout out for those essential workers, all your healthcare individuals who are working hard, law enforcement who's making that effort to keep our streets safe and making sure that our fire medics and all our essential medical staff can get back and forth where they're needed and get individuals. We have to definitely get a shout out as I listened to some of the reports yesterday talking about where the IC units at a lot of hospitals don't even have beds. But there was a discussion now they begin to make room for beds. So people being discharged, but that don't mean it's far from over with. Our hashtag is stay home and stay alive. I heard something come out of a leader in the state of Alabama making this statement saying that we can't just stay in the house and be fearful of what's out there. And people will go crazy if they don't have any money to pay their bills. So do you truly that we're a welfare nation known for taking care of our people? Now we're going to act like we don't want to do that? Fighting, talking about getting people back to work when people have fear, when people are stressed, people have anxiety. So those healthcare workers are working hard, trying to make those essential people who are working very hard. Mental health counselors and licensed clinical social workers, those social workers are out there working, dealing with the stress, dealing with the anxiety, dealing with the fear. That's their job, to counsel you on that. We have to give them a shout out and let you know that they're working hard to make sure that they're doing the things they need to do. Also, we want to give a shout out to our grocers. They're working hard. The grocery stores and the people that are stocking the stores are making sure we have enough food. But keep in mind, when you go shopping, look at the safety rules that are there. Don't be at a point where you got to go and if it says 6 feet social distance, 6 feet away from the person. Don't have a problem. Don't try to take everybody and a family of everybody to the store. Designate a time where you can go in there, and that way we can have the space to move around, and you won't be all on top of each other because this pandemic is not going. COVID-19 is not going anywhere. And don't think because they begin to open up places, it's all right that you don't have to worry about practicing safety measures. We have to continue to do that. So let's make sure we keep that in mind when we go to the grocery store or go out shopping, since we need to get out and get all those things done that we couldn't do for the last 6 days. It bothers us that we couldn't get all those things done. But life and living ought to be a little bit more important. But as we see that for some people, it's not as all about it, that big buck of making the dollar. We're going to definitely give a shout out to our educators and our teachers. Our teachers are still teaching is being revolutionized. We're going to virtual learning. And also, a lot of parents have found out that we have to teach our children. And we got to be. But this is something always been in existence. What kills me in regards to parents playing a role in their children's life, as a lifelong educator and retired educator, you are already always been charged with making sure your children is prepared when they come to school. You got to do that when you get them at home. It's not that you work 4 or 5 jobs so you can meet the needs. You say stay where you have nothing against you can work, but don't neglect your children. Take time for your children. You had an opportunity from March of 13 up until recently to do that. Some of us found out we're not good at that. We're failing. So you need to make the adjustment to make sure your child is prepared. So we have to give a shout out to one of the lowest paid professions there is, and that's education. I want to see money. I don't want teachers financially to be suffering because of other things. We go through a lot. We work with our young people. We make sure those young people are prepared to be successful. So it's so important that we keep in mind. that. So we're going to move forward with the show. I want you also to know if you want to tweet the show, you can go at BallinDoc, at Talking Sports Plus with the number one. You also, if you want to check this episode out, you can go to Google Plus, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and those are my accounts. You just go and check them out. I have many. I have over 5 accounts for Twitter, 5 accounts for Instagram, and Facebook. You know, we have several groups that you can check these shows out, and we make sure we post it on there. Also, you can go to Blog Talk Radio, or all you got to do is put a, go to the internet, type in Blog Talk Radio. .com/The Smith Way Production. We have over 250 episodes from the time we started in 2017. So you have an opportunity. The title of that show again is Sports in America is Back. And there's been some breaking news, and I want to take an opportunity to talk about some of the breaking news. The breaking news, the NCAA Division I Council voted to allow voluntary on-campus activities to resume for football and basketball on June 1st. Tell me what you think about that. Is that where we should be going? What is important here? Is it important that we throw the football around and we know this is this disease, this virus is what? This virus is what? It's a distance, social distance. You have to stay away from each other. You can't do that in basketball. You can't do that in football. You can't do that in sports. Let's keep this real. Now, and we don't have enough tests in place to test the people who are having the symptoms. How are we going to have enough tests to test over 150, maybe 200 people that's on a college campus or at a high school level? You know, that are we really prepared to go out here in such a rush to make that all big buck, that big dollar bill, that green buck? We got to have it. Because these schools, you're talking about college football dealing with $96 million they can possibly lose. But as someone just said, about $4 billion if they don't play football. What is life not important? Now, I don't want you to get confined to the home and that you can't go anywhere. Fine. People weren't doing that, no way. People weren't doing that. When they said stay at home, people was out rolling because I was out to see if they were rolling. I was out making my runs to go to my essential things, and some of them were just out riding. Oh, they was going to do their essential thing. But I don't think Lowe's or either Home Depot is as essential as the grocery stores. I can see it. Oh, checking on relatives. If you had to go to work, go to work. Let's keep this real and say we're all about the dollar bill and not all about lies. And we have to keep that in mind. Someone to go get offended. I'm sorry. That's the way I see this. I see every time we open up and we see leadership laugh about when you saying, what about lies? They laugh. It's all about economics. It's not all about economics. It's all about lies. But that should be a message to particular cultural people. We got to realize, and I'll use my own culture, we got to realize we got to begin to take care of each other. We got to begin to respect one another. We have to make sure we look out for the next person and give us all a chance to be successful. And we can't if we don't do that. We can't look down. Just because you think you have arrived, there's many more people who trying to climb that ladder. Don't pull the ladder up so nobody else can grow. Nobody else can gain the same ability that you have, the same opportunity you have. And that's what we're talking about. All the big bucks, the Power Five, got to play football so they can take care of their other sports. You know, they said, I read a report, 41%. ESPN posted 41% of those schools in Power Five be the only one could operate if we didn't have a season. 41%. Then the other individuals got to make some decision, like several universities are doing. Several East Carolina, if I'm not mistaken, in my reading, they're canceling out 5 or 6 sports. They're canceling out because they're not able and will not be able to function with those sports, looking at some of the shortcomings. There are going to be some shortcomings. It's going to be a new normalcy. It's not going to be everybody flocking to the stadium. There's a proposal by Ohio State that we're talking about in a rush to get back. Ohio State is talking about the capacity with the pandemic, because just remember now, they all attach this pandemic or this coronavirus or COVID-19 to the weather. Whereas here, it might be super hot down here in subtropic and tropic temperatures down in the southeastern part of the United States. But as you get to the Midwest, it's going to get cold. And it's going to incubate in somebody. It's going to be in you because we have carriers and people don't even know they're carriers. We don't understand this. We've been at 70-something days that since we shut it down that we begin to focus on that and what it is, and we're talking about 100 days football. We have to keep it real. And there's a lot of discussion about it, and since we're talking about making sure, you know, they can prepare to play football, what if you get in the season? No, it's no what if. It's going to happen. It ain't no what if. I'm speaking this. What is going to happen that someone on that team or several of the people on those teams going to contract a test positive for coronavirus? It will be no vaccination by then. It will be no vaccine by then. Now, what do you do? Some people said they set that person out. You can't do that. What if they played two games? I'm going to have an if that. What if they played two games? That everybody they played the previous two teams, everybody in their staff, all the students, you have to test them. This is how serious this is. And I don't think we're serious about it. We're worried about getting ready to play a season when we just as easily can move back in another direction and look at what could be the worst scenario. It's going to be another spike, even if it's coming from certain people in the top leadership position saying it's not going to be a spike. We're not going to be no more prepared for this next spike as we prepare for this one. When we had this first one in March, we weren't ready, and we're still not ready because we don't understand it. The people that give you the information no longer giving you the information. You're getting it from everywhere else where it shouldn't be coming from. That's what we got to deal with. So is sports in America back? So we're talking about involuntary workouts for colleges in football and basketball start June the 1st. Also, you in your high schools in the state of Alabama, I use Alabama now, I talk about Georgia. The state of Alabama is talking about involuntary workouts, got a working group starting on June 1st. First, they said June 8th. That was state superintendent. All of a sudden, he changed that. I just think that if you don't have any clarity, you don't have an understanding, if you set a time June 8th, don't change it because of everybody else. You can stick with your June 8th, which is what Georgia's doing. Georgia was open up for all of us. The state of Georgia, all this, that their business was open up. But they're at least high schools take it to June 8th. Why are we such a hurry? Let's think serious about what we're dealing with. We're dealing with a situation where we don't quite understand what's going on, and we have to be able to have understanding. I'm not asking you to live in fear, but just like somebody said, and I don't know how they can come up with this thought process, you're taking a chance when you go out the door every day, you might get hit. You know, your car might get hit. You might get hit by a bus. You might hit. Yes, you're taking a chance. But there's one guaranteeing thing about it. If you're at home, you ain't going to have it too many times. You're out there. And that's what you do when you step outside that door. You don't wear your mask. Don't wear your gloves. Somebody say, you don't need gloves. Let's do your hands over and over again. Wear your gloves. Let people tell you what you don't need. Don't set yourself up for something that may not be good. And that's what it is. And it's involuntary. Voluntary campus activity. It ain't time. Everybody got upset with the city of Los Angeles, the county of Los Angeles, because they said they will have only virtual learning at their university this fall. Eric says it's too early to make that decision. Why is it too early to make the decision? Why can't we be proactive? I don't kill the messenger. Support what's coming out. See what if they made that decision, that means that they have over 1 million students, as I understand, in the Los Angeles County school, mean colleges, and but they're not opening the campus up. We all could take that step. Why not? To save lives. I'm all about saving lives. All right, those are things that are happening by June 1st. Your high schools in the state of Alabama will be able to have voluntary workout. You also, your colleges will be able to have it throughout NCAA Division I. I hadn't heard it from the Division II level or the Division III level, but this is something we got to consider because a lot goes along. We got a lot we're going to talk about. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and you can chat with me and share your thoughts and understanding everything. Instead, your questions, your expertise, while you share all you have on your mind about this situation. The next breaking news story is Vanderbilt University removed the interim tag off the athletic director position, and they hired the first black, first female athletic director in the Southeastern Conference, Candace Lee. Congratulations to Candace Lee receiving, taking that interim tag off. Now she's the first black female, okay, athletic director full time in the Southeastern Conference. This is the SEC. Congratulations, hoorah to Candace Lee. You know, just as positive, we might be moving in the right direction in regard to allowing the African-American candidates to have a chance to do a little bit more. We're still falling short with coaches when 80% of these teams are African-American players in the SEC and really throughout the country. You don't have many, but you don't have it at the NFL level. So we can play the game for you, but we can't coach the game. It goes back to that myth back in the 70s when we had a quarterback out of Tennessee State named Joe 747 Adams. He would light people up. However, he could never stick to a team in the NFL because they didn't think a black quarterback could coach those teams. And it's like that now. Look at the challenges some of our black players are having. It always that stigma they had on black athletes about as quarterback. You know, I don't want to say it that some people get offended. You know, you couldn't think under the kind of pressure. That's what they were saying. But that's why you ran and didn't stay in the pocket. That was a gift that God gave those players to be able to move around instead of standing like a statue. Instead, we wanted to keep the stature still standing up, and that was those majority race quarterback compared to the minority race who was, when they saw something, they made a move and they got out of that. These are the kind of things that we're dealing with, and when we get significant changes in the SEC dealing with hiring the first black and the first female athletic director in the Southeastern Conference, that's who we're ready. That's some shout. We're taking a step. We're 2020. We're taking a step. So let's look at it that way and continue to, you know, encourage the young people, encourage the children that they can reach the highest goal, and that's what it's all about. The call-in number, again, is 347-857-412. Call in. I see several people joining me on Facebook. You know, I got – let me tell you what I've been doing. I'm trying all these technology things to kind of vehicles, techniques to kind of get things out. I have Facebook being broadcast two ways a day. I actually have a 32-inch television, and I'm broadcasting through my phone that I'm able to project myself and see myself. Also, we're going to use the same thing for what they call create a room in Facebook, and I'm going to send out, and you could be a part of it. If you want to be seen, you'll be flashing across the board so everybody will see you, and you can talk when you see. That's your choice. Be a part of it. This is what we're doing. This is where we're moving with this network. This is where this production company, and we just want to make things happen. Like I said, God gave the vision. He said, go with it. Get the word out, but use whatever I put in your hands to do it. And it's awesome to have the opportunity. I just want to tell you what was going on in regards to what we're doing today. This is our first day of trial and error when we are broadcasting, and I have the big screen television being used. Also, I have the iPad being used and always my laptop, and I use my other cell phone. So several ways I'm doing this, and this is special. This is new. I have two Facebook on, one on my iPad and one on my phone, which is being projected through the 32-inch television. So it is awesome. God is so good. All right, let's move to Coach's Corner. We talked about the schools in Los Angeles going to virtual learning for this fall. My question to you, is that good? We said something about it. I'm for doing what's best. I know we are fearful of moving to different realms of life, but we have to sometimes. We have to move, and virtual learning is coming. This is nothing but something that's slowly been existing for a while, which is called online education. That's what we're talking about. It's no longer face-to-face. You know, my oldest son came to me. He's a graduate of the University of Alabama and also has a master's there. He came to me and he was talking about, Dad, I want to go get my PhD. He said, what way should I take or go toward to get my PhD? Should I do it online or should I do it face-to-face? When you're working, you have to develop your schedule. When you got family, you have to develop your schedule, what fits you. You can't go on a campus to be face-to-face. You have to adapt to online. I know it's a big challenge for people, but this is something the schools in Los Angeles will be using this fall. They're going to be using virtual learning, something we had to adapt to in education from March the 3rd all the way until graduation for the college in the first or second, third week, especially in the southeastern part of the United States, to some of them about to graduate now, to high schools who are graduating right now. So we had to adjust to it, face-to-face, Zoom, and all those kind of things. This is what they're going to do. They're going to use this. Matter of fact, I was listening to an interview yesterday with one of the college professors, and one of the things he said out of the using virtual learning during this pandemic was that more of his students had a chance to get their work in, what they wasn't doing when he had these classes of 100 and 200 students. When he did a Zoom, you know, actually they was getting their work in a lot quicker. That's a positive because you have a little bit more time to work on it. And that's how online education is. You might get an assignment on Monday that is due on Sunday by 12 o'clock midnight. You have to adjust your schedule. And like I told him, choose the one that fits you. Don't choose the one that fits me. I can give you the best choice. I can speak good for both of them. But you have to know yourself. Just like we have to know our children, we have to know our, when we're in, as an educator, know the students we're teaching, whether they're audio, you know, are they visual learners. We have to know that. Because we have to know the individuals. Know yourself enough to say, this is one work for me, Dad, and this is one work for the students that are going to be taking the virtual learning in L.A. County. We also want to look at the best contingency plan for 2020 football, since there's going to be some football. Some people say it's going to start on time. And I kind of beg to differ on that. I think there's going to be some adjustment have to be made that it might have to be pushed back. Because I've listened to plans for high school. I'm listening and there's little birdies talking and sharing thoughts because no one knows. This is a moving target. We don't know exactly which way it's going. So a lot of those individuals are talking about possibly breaking it down to maybe 7 games for the high school level, then moving to the playoff, not starting to September, the end of September, middle of the end of September, and ending up before December. Because, you know, when it get cold here in the southeast, a lot of your cool air and your temperature change tremendously then. So that's something they got to consider as continued for your high school and your middle school. For your colleges, one of the best continued plans, some people say we'll move it all to January. That really won't work. That won't work for a lot of places, especially in your Midwest and in your East, up in your Rockies. That won't work because it would be a little bit too cold to play this game, you know. So the point is, we want to be able to come up with a plan. Maybe the 7 or 8 game schedule, wrap this up, have it all done by December to make sure that's one plan, or just playing the game. And I still don't understand their thinking here. Playing the game with no fans. That's fine. I don't have a problem about being in the stadium. The problem is not the fans in the stadium. It's the people out on the field. Are you going to be able to test those individuals every time they are in a contact situation? You test them before they go out there. They must be clear. Then you come back out there. You got to test them. It ain't enough tests for everybody. So are we going to put lives on the side just so we can play this game? I don't think so. We have to understand the safety measures that need it. Don't complain about them. Come up with a way to make it work. So I'm just saying 7 games. You could deal with 7 games to make sure you won't financially lose all your money, but you won't be to the point where you're putting yourself. Some people say if you play 7, you might as well play 11 or 12. No, you're not going to be able to do that. I'm just telling you, because we got a time frame that we're going to be working in. Whether you think it's going to happen or not, you have to be proactive. Someone mentioned being proactive is necessary. I want to thank Antoinette Robinson for saying that. Thank you so much. We got Carol Davis, also Barbara Beasley. She's on here as well. We have several others that are joining me. I have Yvette Smith and I have Sean Smitty Smith. Thank you so much. Yvette is my biological sister, younger sister, and Sean is my nephew. Thank you so much. We have a couple other people that's joining, and I have to kind of slide the board down due to the stream is set up. Like I said, I'm trying something new. So I'm all for pushing this season back, not starting and ending a lot quicker. So I'm going to agree that's the best contingency plan for football. And it is what it is. If football is going to make the money to carry basketball and baseball and soccer and all them, then get the money, whatever you can, then budget what you have to make sure those sports operate. If you're going to back up football, meaning you're going to take away some games, you got to take away some basketball games. And I think truly for your historical black colleges, I hadn't got to that yet, but I want to just kind of share, that's all right for them to, in basketball, to back it up and just start in January and play just conference games. That's what I think they should, because they say they're making money, but we have to come up with plans to promote and financially improve our budgets, improve our income when we're at the historical black colleges level, because we may not have a choice. We have to do that. We just may not have to be able to play these schools that schedule on here to make money. Sometimes play the schools you're designated to play and make money off them. I would like to look at some of the money these historical black colleges and universities and basketball, the money that they're making. The books are not always open for you to see when they go out there and play Texas A&M, when they go out there and play Baylor, what kind of money they're giving them when they're in the tournament, what kind of money they're giving them. I'm talking about basketball now. What kind of money? You telling me you can't fill your stadium and every one of your games in basketball in the SWAC against other SWAC teams would be really important if you build it to be important. But you got to put a good product on the field. If you're not putting a good product on the field, it's not going to work. No one's going to come to see a loser. I'm just telling you. It is what it is. That's the mindset that we have. And then they're going to be Monday morning quarterbacks. It's no if and but. They're going to talk about what you should have done. A Monday morning coaches. Or complainers. It's going to be something coming. So you just have to go out and plan it well. Be witty financially. We're not witty financially. We have to be in the historical black colleges and universities. Because your Power Fives are going to be witty about how they do it. Because they got sponsorship that's coming in major helping them. All right, the next thing is a transfer portal. What effects would it have on coronavirus, COVID-19? We want you to be a part of it. The calling number is 347-857-4192. And want you to share your thoughts. I'm going to identify you the last four digits of your cell or telephone number and just ask you to join in with your wisdom that you have. What is the transfer quarter. Some people say it could be major if the schools in California don't play football. All the kids don't transfer. Just remember now, you cannot transfer from that school unless you get approval from that athletic department, that university. What I mean is just because of this, they're making the best choice for your life and your safety. So it's going to be a challenge just to jump in the transfer portal. Then you got to find a team that might can add a player that's from UCLA, USC, California, San Diego State, all of those schools out there that's fall in L.A. County. We have to look at that and try to see if the portal is going to be a challenge. It's going to affect how things happen in regards to COVID-19, where schools are not able to play. Teams are not able to perform because they just don't have the players. We never thought about this, and I want you to think about this. What if a parent don't want their son to play football and he's a college player? I want you to think about that. What do you do? You're the athletic director. You're the head coach at a major university. What do you do? Do you take the scholarship? Well, you can't do that, no way. You can't kick them off the team. These are the dilemmas. These are the things they must think about. And you got to think about, you're only going to, as a coach, especially in football, you're going to have those players 2 to 3, 4 hours. They still got to go out and mingle with the people at the campus open. They have to go out. The people that hang around Zakaria, they're infected, and the many other. This is something way beyond us trying to come up with just opening everything up. Let's be real with this situation. Athletics going to be affected tremendously. All right, let's look at the best contingency plan for historical black colleges in football and even basketball. I just mentioned a little bit. I think we should go and roll down to 7 games, 7 SWAC games, 8 SWAC games, play the games, you know, put them in the stands if you can, meaning 20,000. Well, you don't have 20,000 anyway. Out of 5 games, I gave you some attendance record with the FCS. The SWAC is leading in for 42 out of the 43 seasons, and the school Jackson State had over 33,000 out of 5 games, 33,000 per game over a 5-game span. Fourth with Alabama State University with 17,000. Your stadium sit 23,000. Let's put the other 6,000, 7,000, 8,000 in there. It said 5 games. 5 games. Now, think about it. We're just talking about you playing 8. And the other 2 may be where? On the road. Might be your classes. Them two of them might be your classes. I'm talking about a historical black college. This is what we got to address. When we can put in a new stadium up in Birmingham, Alabama, if we can put in because it's talking about tearing down Legion Field, or they're working on new stadium. They should have it up close to looking real pretty now. I don't know whether it'll be ready for the kickoff season, but it's right there by the VJCC. Jason's all connected up because you got the hotels and all, and the stadium's going to be right there, protected stadium. So check it out. That's coming up. If it's not here in 20, it'll be in 21. So we have to come up with the best plan or the plan that everybody don't like, just don't play. Because I can guarantee you, maybe a Division I school has everything to do better. A Division I Power 5 in the historical black college. We can't meet the CD demands in a lot of cases. We're going to try, but we got to keep it real. Now, the testing is not available. This is all something we want to consider if there's no football this fall. We got to consider that maybe it might be better next year when we got a better understanding of what we're dealing with. 2021 may be the season to play football in the historical black colleges and universities. May not like to hear that, but we're going to suffer anyway it goes. If we play football, we're going to suffer because fans are not coming. We're going to have a few fans. I'm just telling you, they're not going to want to hit that stadium with all these people when you still have COVID-19 and you don't know who had it. Here's what it is, my man. You get mad when you tell it, wear a mask. Nobody want a mask. Wear a mask. So how you going to walk up in the stadium? It's hot and you want to keep a mask on? Not going to do it. We're entitled as a society, and we don't believe that we have to do things people tell us. We don't have to. We do what we want to do, and that's where we're struggling. So in other countries like South Korea, they're able to keep it down because when they shut it down, everybody abided by what. We don't do that. We got to go out. Stay-at-home order mean nothing. Safer at home mean nothing. Safer at home part 2 don't mean nothing because we have to go. We got to be out there, and that's what it's all about, being out in the public because we can't stand to be at home alone. Check that out. You can agree or disagree. You know, it's my opinion, and I think that's what we're dealing with. All right, let's talk about some high school storylines because we're going to move to that point. The state of Alabama the governor decided to loosen up the safe at home orders by allowing youth sports to start on the 23rd, and they can play contests or games on June the 15th. Somehow I'm kind of confused. What you spoke there talking about? Are you talking about baseball? Baseball is just about over. It's all-star time by that time. AAU basketball? I'm missing it. Mother June, you can't play. You have to play with your high school. Have to play with your high school or your middle school. Or your high school for sure. I'm missing it. Is it a need? Could we not just wait it to next year? Could we have not waited to next year? Because normally AAU start up in March. Some places they try to play, but you can't be playing two sports at a time. So you don't get it in regards to you can't play for the AAU then and the YBOA and then go and play for high school. Yes, it says October. When school starts, you through with that. You got to get ready for your own team. No coach can't stand for you to get hurt out there playing AAU, travel ball. That normally done from March to June and try to pick up a little bit in July. We already way beyond that point. Then you're talking about social distancing. I saw athletic coming back. They put social distancing by everything. They know good and well. You know, you telling children they need to wear a mask. Kids can't breathe enough when they out there running up and down the court. You trying to really suffocate somebody? Come on, man. We see Korean baseball. Oh, they can play baseball with masks. They had to worry about it. Okay. If that's what you believe is best, I don't think that's the best thing. Don't have to agree with me. The calling number is 347-857-4192. I just want to hear you. Again, 347-857-4192. I want to hear what you have to say. Press 1, and we'll begin to chat about these things. All right, the next thing on the high school storyline is that the High School Athletic Association have moved their time up from June 8th, which was a potential date, to June 1st. Now, just keep in mind, June 1st, it's a dead period. You cannot use youth sports to get out there and train your players. School campus opened up on June 9th. I passed by our school recently. They're out there, boys in line, running 40-yard dash, this way before they even come up. But we're going to violate the law, violate the rule. Don't get out and so everybody can see you. There are consequences. And that's what the association is. It's a dead period, and you shouldn't have anybody on that campus until June 1st. June 1st is not tomorrow. That's for youth sports. Let's not be confused now. I think some people are getting this confused. The youth activity they're talking about has nothing to do with the high school. The campus will not open up till June 1st. In the state of Georgia, the campus will not open up to June 8th. You cannot go and be doing this on the campus. I know some people have been watching Tom Brady, Cam Newton, all them out there on they have to get permission. But you are not able to take your team into a weight room until June 1st. It is a dead period. Nobody can operate. You can't take them to anywhere. I know some people are going to use trainers who got these facilities. We got to do all this. But that's not to be on. There's no summer activities that start until June 1st. June for the state of Alabama, June 8th. For the state of Georgia, there are other states that I'm going to pull up their information on, and we're going to talk about them as well. All right, let's kind of move to recognizing some spotlight players from football that got to recognize. And this young man, these two young men, I want to make sure I give a shout out. And I try to add two a week, whenever we, so it'll be every 2 weeks, we try to add two to it on Balling with the Doc. Birmingham Southern. Larry Strickland, 2020 Male Athlete of the Year, is Robert Schuchert. If you remember, we talked about, we highlighted Robert all through the season. when he had several games with rushing over 200. Then he was up for the Harlan Award, I mean, just like the Heisman for your division in two schools. And Robert had a very successful season. And I feel personally excited to be able to shout because I coached his dad down at McKenzie School where we won a state championship. And also his dad is a member of my fraternity and one of my frat brothers now, and that's Robert Schubert Sr. So we give a shout-out to Air 910. I know his auntie and his and Air 910, his mom, his grandmother, Robert Jr., grandmother, be added. Schubert be on here from down in McKenzie. I get excited to see my people from McKenzie, the cousins and all the friends and all those people that be joining us. I'll give a shout-out to a service person that's in the military. That's Nicole Davidson. She's doing awesome. Last time she was on Fort Bennett, and she was one of my students that was in the early years when I actually left the last 2 years from McKenzie. And so it's been a long time. She was in the eight-year-old. She was not in the grade. She's now doing real well. I want to give her a shout-out because she's always checking our show out. We're so glad. And like I said, Robert, I'm so glad to have him. Stacy Herbert, another one of the players that I coach that also a member of my fraternity. They joined Phi Beta Sigma fraternity in the last couple of years. Thank you so much. I enjoyed you all. All the Schubert and all the Davidson down there, all the Henderson and all those individuals down there. And I can shout out many others that are checking out this show, that's Facebook friend with me. All of you all, I appreciate it. If I didn't call your name, blame it on my mind, not my heart, because truly, truly, it was special being down in McKenzie, Alabama. All right. Also, highly recruited another spotlight player from Pleasant Grove, standout receiver Chris Lewis. He's supposed to announce his college decision on his 18th birthday, which is September the 28th. He has received over 41 colleges, offers, including Tennessee, Kentucky, Texas A&M, Notre Dame, UCLA, and many more. He's ranked number 16 in the state by 24/7 Sport. So we want to definitely give him a shout out and say thank you so much, Chris. Keep on grinding. Hashtag is keep on grinding. Those good things. When he announced on the 28th, he'll be prepared to go to one of those schools that he believes is going to help him gain a college education or propel him to the NFL or prepare him to a career that's going to be successful. It's been awesome today. We have about 11 minutes going on time, but we got to give a shout out to things that are about to happen with our show, and in our next week's show, what we got coming in here. Before I move any further, I want to give a definite shout to a newest member of our Monday night show, a new co-host and expert. She's been on the show many times. I thank her so much. And I put a flyer together to get it and post it on Facebook, on Instagram, on Twitter, and that's Lisa Levine. She'll be joining us on a full-time basis, and not just coming in from time to time. I appreciate her taking this opportunity to volunteer. She's out of Boca Raton, Florida, and down there in South Florida. So glad to have Broward County over in that area. So I'm glad to have her. She keeps us abreast of what's going down in South Florida. But she also come on and share some awesome. Lisa is a licensed clinical social worker, psychotherapist. She's also a yoga instructor. She do a lot of things with the young people down in South Florida, but she's a part of our team. Thank you so much, Lisa, for joining us and being a part of this and giving of your time to help this prosper and grow, meaning the Smith Way Production company to move forward in producing a vessel that people would really enjoy. So it's been awesome having her being a part of it, and I do appreciate it and thank her for being a part of it. Now, I got several people joining me on Facebook, as well as several people joining me on, it's both Facebook, because I have two devices that have Facebook on. So I want to give a shout. I start off shouting some of them back. I have a place where behind my phone, which is videoing me and putting it on my television stream, I think I'm going to find another way. I'm going to have it setting up so it won't be in the way. But some of the people I'm able to see, and I give a shout out to them, Yvette Smith, as I mentioned, also Connie Smith, and it may be others that I'm still working on trying to get my device to work like it needs to work, meaning my phone becomes the controller of what's going on, and I'm just working on it, and this is my first time using it. So if I don't call your name out, again, I can't see it due to the rolling of the individuals up and down. Again, I'm going to give a shout-out to Barbara Beasley. Thank you, Barbara, for joining us. Look forward to you taking this opportunity to join us again. Carol Davis, thank you, Carol. You're so supportive and encouraging as well. Thank you so much. Again, Antoinette Robinson, thank you for not just only watching and joining us, but also offering a comment. That's what it's all about. And I'm just still trying to get it where I can get my TV my stream to roll, to double tap to rotate the stream. There we go. So I finally got the stream. Maybe I can find my icon. Oh, here it is. Maybe I can. Okay. Sean Smitty Smith, my nephew. Thank you so much. I remember Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. I mentioned Yvette, which is my biological sister. We have Renee Hawkins. Thank you, Renee, for joining. I'm leaning because I have how I have it set up right now. I have to work on getting it right. This Dr. Tanine Terrell Brixen, she's watching as well, and I'm gonna try to see can I wave at you. Also, I have Kalisha Porter. Thank you so much, Porter, for joining us. Let me see, can I get it to scroll back up? And we're going to get this right now. I'm telling you now. It's a blessing to be able to do it. So, shout out to Connie Smith, my biological brother. Thank you so much. The youngest brother, thank you so much for joining. So those individuals joining, we appreciate all y'all taking time to do this. This is new for me when I have this, the 32-inch up here being projected from the phone. Facebook is on it. Man, I'm telling you, it's awesome. I'm so glad. You know, our show on Monday is going to be just exciting. We're going to be talking about COVID-19 and the state being opened up, what kind of stress, what kind of anxiety, what kind of fear that we're going to be dealing with, and how can we offer you some advice to help you deal with the stress, the anxiety, and the fear by all the places opening up. We're talking about reopening schools, being opened up as of June 1st, athletics being back on par by June 1st, June 8th in some places. All of this is going on, so we're going to talk about it. The co-host that joined me on the Monday night show, which is Talking Real to You, and at 8 o'clock Central Standard Time, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, we have hail from the state of Georgia. We have Dr. Olivia E. Smith joining us, Dr. O. From the state of South Carolina, we have Sarah of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority, Scarlett H. Black. Dr. Smith is a member of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated. From the state of Florida, I just introduced her to you. She's been on the show. She'll be full-time. Miss Lisa Levine. She'll be joining us on from the state of Florida, from out of the state of Alabama. We have two millennials that will be joining us and been joining us. Matter of fact, one of them is the actual co-host, the originator of our show, which is our brand, is the only father and daughter blog talk radio show in the country, none other than my daughter. That's Lauren D. Smith, the millennium. Thank you so much. And also one other millennium for the state of Alabama that will be joining us, including myself. I got, you know, I'm the host on that show. That's none other than Cameron Gilmer. He's another millennium. Thank you, Cameron, for taking time. We're going to have that show. That's 8 o'clock Central Standard Time, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. So real excited about talking about mental health and wellness during COVID-19 Part 4. So we're moving on. We're in Part 4, so we're so excited to have that. That's Monday night, which is Memorial Day. Take care of yourself over the weekend. Rest as much as you can. Eat as much ribs you want to eat, or chicken or whatever it is. You have a ball. We will do the same on Wednesday. We have the Talking Sports Plus. We're talking about next week, and I'm the host of that show as well. My co-host, all hail from the state of Alabama. That's a retiree out of the Alabama High School Athletic Association, second man in charge, Coach Tony Touchdown Stallworth. We have Coach Tremaine Ayers out of North Alabama up at Chapman Middle School. We have our lady of the hour, my daughter, Coach Lauren D. Smith, the coach working over there at Goodwin Middle School in Montgomery, Alabama. Then you have Cameron Gilmer, who worked out of Trinity as one of the technology person and coach. And last but not least, our radio personality. So glad to have him as a part of this show. That's the Don King of all things. The conductor of the E-train that traveled from the state of Florida, the tip where Alabama meets at Fort Walton in that area, the beach area, down all the way up to Montgomery, from Montgomery to Troy, from Troy to Dothan, then over to Op. None other than Darrell E-train Elliott. He's our radio personality on our Wednesday night show and one of the coaches. Because he loved the game and he loved talking coach. Coach talk is his specialty. We like Darrell having him on the show. We also have a show that's going to be on Thursday of next week. Again, let me say, Talking Sports Plus is at 8 o'clock Central Standard Time, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time on Wednesday night. That's Talking Sports Plus. On Thursday, we have the Love Show. That's our special show, The Love Show. I'm the host of it, The Love Cafe. Check us out because our menu is filled with things talking about lust. Now we're going to talk about attraction. Then we're going to talk about attachment. Those three things because we're going to talk about the menu. The menu is all about the starter and appetizer, which is lust. You know you got lust for somebody and you want to be with them. You got to have them. Then you move to the entree, which is what? The attraction. It's that big old steak or whatever you like that gets you excited when you see that person. And last is the dessert. Oh, that's the part when you wipe it up pretty good. That's when it's at the end of the dinner, end of the menu, and that's your attachment when you decide to be attached to the person. We're going to talk some topics dealing with love. And we're glad to have it. The acronym for love is L is for listening. O is for overcoming. V is for valuable. And E is for expectation and excitement. If you're not in a relationship that's touching on some of those things right there, you need to check yourself. Because love is a gift from the heart. And it's from the soul. And it's from a state of mind. Just keep it in mind when you check it out in the The time for that show on Thursday night is 6 o'clock Central Standard Time, 7 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. We're going to have an awesome show on Thursday. So join us next week. We're looking forward to having you. I have several people still trying to join me. And I see Brittany McKenzie Smith is joining, my niece. Thank you, Brittany. Take care of yourself. Don't get soon to have us a grand niece and nephew very soon. And look forward to a new addition to the family. Thank you so much, Brittany. We have, and I never get this right. Oliver always going to give me a hard time. Louisa, and I always don't say it right, but she going to straighten me up because she's going to text me and tell me I didn't say it right, but it's all right. Thank you so much for joining us and being a part of this. You just joined. We're about to shut it down, but appreciate you for joining us. It's been awesome tonight. We've been today, since I've been doing it all the time in the nighttime, it's been awesome today. You know my hashtag, and I want y'all to keep in mind. Now, make sure you join us on Monday, Talking Real to at 8 o'clock, Talking Real to You on Blog Talk Radio, on Facebook and Instagram. And you can be a part of it. And you can call into be a part of the chat room because I'm going to open up whoever want to be a part of it. And I'm going to always put my individuals, but I'm going to send you the link so you can be a part of it. And you can be seen on the board or seen on the television. Thank you so much for wanting to be a part of it. It's been awesome to be here and be a part of it. The hashtag that we always want to promote when we're going through the pandemic is hashtag stay at home and stay alive. That's it. That's the hashtag of the Smith Way Production Company. Also, I want you to keep in mind that my time, this thing drains a lot out of a phone, but that's all right. We're going to make it work. Other hashtag is keep on grinding. The next hashtag, which is my last hashtag, and I want to make sure you keep in mind, communicate for understanding. Because that's how a relationship can be special, communicating for understanding. And I want to make sure you do this as I stroll down. We don't own the rights to these songs, but we want to play a few songs that we kind of close just a little bit of it because we don't own the rights. So we can't just play all of it. And we be getting our, they be hitting me real hard with, you know, you got to mute this out of your presentation, mute this out of your information. So I try to keep it within line. It's knowledge. It makes you a lot better. So we're going to play some things that are going to help us move forward. Now, this one, we don't own the rights to it, but it's all about smile. You know, you got to keep smiling. You got to be happy, thankful. Sometimes we have challenges. Yes, we're going through a pandemic. We have people who's contracting COVID-19. Some people are transitioning. But we got to keep in mind that it's all about love. Not only on Thursday night on the Love Cafe, it's love every day. Tell your children, tell your significant other, tell your spouse, tell everybody in your family, your friends that you love them. Because as I close out my show, I always tell you, it's all about love, but I tell you in a way, it just have my spirits to rise pretty high, you know, just rise like a phoenix, you know, and this is what it's all about. I love you, and ain't a thing you can do about it. Have an awesome weekend. We'll see you on Monday.
We gon' start this thing off right. Duval in the Manila organ. Now come on.
I'm living my best life. Ain't going back to fuck with you now. I'm living my best life.
To be smiling for.
Bam,
so what the f you be wildin' for?
Bam, come on,
I get my grin on. I'm smiling, bitch, cause I always get my win on. I've been on so many different stages. Graced the cover of 100 magazine pages. Made people smile everywhere that I went. I even put it on the first black president. It's evident I'm hot as a crock pot. With a big ass smile like Mr. Hotspot. You got a lot to be smiling for. So what the f*** you be wildin' for? If you're breathing, you achieving. We having fun this evening, believe it.
I'm living my best life. Ain't going back to fuck with you now. I'm living my best life. I'm living my best life. Ain't going back to
you don't even much care. We finna get another bag this year. My ex, you can have that there. Hey, this year, bad vibes get cut off. More trips, new chicks with no draw. More drinks, more smoking, more cars. More shows with Duval and Snoop Dogg. Look, I ain't trying to throw no shade, cause I can't see them in my lane. As long as my rent getting paid, I can care less with a few.